One second.
The issue with replying to people on social media is that they reply back again afterwards. So you can message someone and then afterwards they'll reply. And then now I have to answer that message again. And it's just like this infinite stream of communication that I'm finding really irritating.
you never know when to end the convo. Like, and you never know if they're ending it or you're ending it.
Yeah, dude. And like you go, hey, how was your day? Like, yeah, it was good. How was yours? Yeah. It was cool. What did you get up to? Yeah. And then now that the audacity of this person to reply again. Now I must take time out of my day to form to form words and phrases and not insult them in any way. And like it's just a nightmare, to be honest. I'm not sure if I can do this anymore. I might just get off social media.
See, the thing is, like, in Australia, it's okay to ignore.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it's very normal. Like, you can't take it personally at all. Like, mid-conversation for people to just leave you behind. Very standard.
Really? They just blue-tick you, and that's fine. That's not insulting.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, yeah. The assumption is everyone's busy, right?
Okay.
So you
have to make sure people think
like someone left me in mid-conversation today. Yeah.
Is that?
And then when you're in a conversation, you're in it. But then if you're not, you're not. You just leave.
Okay, well, that sounds lovely. What a lovely situation to be in. I feel like I'm just constantly like this like balancing act. And then I think like I've got like 10 people to reply to, and then I think to myself, oh, you know what? I haven't spoken to Jabulani in 6 months. Let me send you a message. And I go, oh fuck, but now Jabulani's gonna reply. So now I have to have a whole other conversation. There's another infinite stream of communication with Jabulani. It's impossible. Like, I don't know how we're supposed to do this.
You know what's worse? The one where you're trying to catch up with someone and then you realize you left them in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, it's the worst. Oof. It's the absolute worst.
When it's like double gray.
Yeah.
Oh no. Shit.
Because in that situation, you're like, I'm being such a nice person by being like, hey, Jim, hey, Julie, how you doing?
And yeah.
You go, ooh, Julie told me about her mother going into hospital and I didn't respond to that.
and then, now I can't just come in here saying hi. Hey. Now I've potentially just lost a friendship.
Yeah, 100%. That's done. The friendship might just be.
Now it's, unless I see you, it's done now.
Yeah.
And it's nothing personal. Like, I didn't want the friendship to end.
No.
But I've just put myself in such a predicament.
Of course I care about Julie and her mother in hospital. This Julie doesn't exist. And her hypothetical mother is not in hospital, everyone. Don't worry about it. But but now she's done. It's over. We might never chat again.
Yeah, and as you were saying before, like there's nothing wrong with the detox as well. I guess for you, you're kind of not allowed to though, because you are away from friends and family.
Yeah, I guess. So people want to know.
Like, if you went off the grid, like someone would arrive in Greece within a month. Someone's pulling up.
And you've also met my mother. Like, if I didn't, if I went off, she would literally be there with like the South African armed forces and the Greek armed forces, like searching every street, every flat. Yeah. Like she would be here. That's just how she rolls. So.
And also, you love social media, bro. Don't lie to yourself.
You know, I was thinking about it this morning, actually. I think because I just made a post this morning and I was thinking, like, do I actually like social media or has this become a hobby? Like, it's just something that I do now.
Okay. It's just sort of a part of your repertoire. Like, you go to gym, you sleep, you post on social media.
Dude, that 100%.
Like, there's no like overthinking it type thing.
Exactly. Like,
it's just, this is a part of my life.
Yeah. I was like, I haven't posted in a while. Oh, I've got a picture to post. Let me just post that. That was it. That was a thought that went into it. It wasn't like, that was it. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, let me post this because I'm trying to get this person to notice me, or I want to up my Instagram game, or I want to get sponsorships or whatever. I was like, posted. So let me just do that. I don't know.
It's there in there.
Yeah.
So. Fair enough.
The pedestal.
The pedestal.
The pedestal.
Out of 100.
So I was just came back from the gym. Yeah. As I was walking to the gym, there was a guy who finished a cigarette, downed a Diet Coke, and then was about to walk in. So I don't know. I just wanted to leave you with that thought. I thought it was unfair that I was the only person who experienced that thought. So I thought I'd leave you with that.
Before you walked into the gym?
No, as I was walking out, this guy was about to walk in. I was like, wow. Yeah, there's more than one way to do it.
Yeah, dude.
More than one way to live. Okay, cool.
Maybe he's not trying to like get better. He's trying to just stay the same. So he's like, I know if I gym, I'm going to lose this many calories. So let me just take this in and put this much cancer into my lungs just quickly. And then, okay, cool. It's
just about showing up. Yeah. But just cigarette, Diet Coke, like demons. Like I just walked past him and I was like, demons.
What does it do to your heart? I wonder.
I don't know. But Diet Coke does have a history of either you're trying to get lean or you're suffering from, you're a recovering addict.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you ever know. Yeah, recovering. Coke. Is it Coke or Diet Coke? Yeah, it's Coke or, yeah, either or.
Yeah.
But usually recovering alcoholics, drug addicts, they just punish Cokes.
Oh,
no, I think it's actually Cokes. Just to get a hit. Just to feel something.
Really? Is it because of the caffeine? Don't they say like they want you to drink coffee if you're an addict? They want you to smoke and they want you to drink coffee because then you get a hit of some kind.
I'm not a medical professional. We will consult a medical professional for that regard. I have no idea. And actually, this ties into, hey, didn't you read that somewhere? Because there was a Ben Shapiro post recently, or at least the internet gave us a Ben Shapiro post.
Is this the one where he speaks about...
Do you have this? Should we read it? I think I should read this. Do you have it or should I read it?
Please read it. Please read it.
Okay, we need to read this post.
Okay.
Just stay with us, viewers. So, the post by Ben Shapiro. Oh, yeah, true. Okay, Andrew, we're back. Okay, now I'm reading the post by Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
It's an amazing. The best thing I've ever seen, to be honest. Unbelievable. Yeah, okay.
This is not Ben Shapiro talking. This is not me. Do not copy paste this. Ever and use it as my voice. I'm quoting a Ben Shapiro tweet, allegedly.
I think you should do it in the accent just so people know that you're not doing it. This is not you.
No, I'm going to push it. Nah, I can't do it. Okay, listen. The thing with homosexuality and transgenderism is that it simply boils down to exerting control over your impulses. Like, say you have a hot sister. You fantasize about it. Maybe you steal her underwear a couple of times, but it goes no further than that.
It was steal her underwear. Is that what you said?
Steal her underwear a couple of times.
Okay. So that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I mean, I can't believe this guy said this. That is like insane. Especially after the stuff you said before, after WAP. And now he's
going to say this.
It's amazing. And he's also got a sister. He's like low-key, not bad.
Wait, so was that his sister though? I don't even know that's a sister.
Oh, yeah?
So this is why I'm bringing up Ben Shapiro. Once again, this tweet comes out about Ben Shapiro. People are outraged. People are laughing. People are like, oh, we got him. You guys say this is your political commentator for the right. You're supposed to be the smartest person in the world. So now I'm like, hold on. This is great content. Can't be real. So then I spend an extra 5 minutes and just go, okay, cool. He said this. Did the news confirm this? Is there a credible article written about this? No. I take another extra 5 minutes and keep searching. Turns out it's fake.
No.
It's fake.
No.
That's the crazy part about it? There was legitimate articles written about it.
Really? So people obviously took it in. But I mean, that's what happens with fake news.
No, so but people can actually write articles now?
about
fake tweet. Like misreading words or he didn't actually say that exact thing. Like this was completely fake. It was just wild to me.
Okay, but maybe I'm really putting it straws here. Maybe the fact that we believe he could have said that is enough. Like he's that much of an idiot that we can believe that he might have said that in the first place.
Yeah, but the thing is he didn't. And the fact that, like, if you went on Twitter, people were butchering him. People were posting his sister. People, how can you say this? Who the hell are you? Like, people just going at this guy. And he's just waking up, kissing his wife, holding his baby, being like, I never said that.
I've never stolen my sister's panties. I swear to God.
It was outrageous.
That's crazy.
And obviously they've been trying to cancel Ben Shapiro, but...
Oh, yeah.
They've been trying to cancel him.
But I mean, on that note, you definitely saw what Bill Burr said last week, yeah?
Oh yeah, him on the monologue on SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely saw it. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So what did he say exactly? I wish I had it printed out. I don't have the exact words. But something along the lines of, tell us.
Okay, so basically the outrage was around him sort of going at white women.
Yes.
And from what I can remember, what did he say? What was the joke in particular? Oh, he did the joke around sort of like white women stole the woke movement. Like the woke movement was about people of color not getting fair opportunity and being systematically oppressed, right? And he said, like, it took white women 8 seconds before they jumped in the front of the line and screamed outrage.
And they, what is it? It was a fantastic line. Threw their Gucci boots over the picket line or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Something about in their Gucci, with their Gucci boots, in their air-conditioned SUVs. Just going at them. And I think that was the outrage. And then the other outrage was around sort of like when he made that joke of being like, you white women were with us through all our carnage throughout human history. Actually, I don't even know if I can keep that in the pod. It's too racy for me. It's too racy for me.
It is a lot.
I can't even hold it in. I can't even hold it in. I'm sorry.
And then there was quite a backlash about this. And this is if people haven't noticed it, this is our cancel culture report.
No, bring us in for cancel culture report. Bring us in. Oh, fuck.
Okay. Okay. And if you haven't noticed, this is the cancel culture report. This is our second sequence for the cancel culture report. So we're going to talk about... So Bill Burr was like low-key cancelled because he attacked white women who are a marginalized group. Don't get it twisted. They've obviously been discriminated against. They get paid less. All the things...
Yeah, and I think the bigger thing with Bill Burr's cancellation or attempted cancellation was sort of circulated around people picking snippets of what he said. Mm. And, you know, he's a comedian who sort of, I don't want to say he's a shock comedian, but he lands on the fringes of society, right? So if you don't allow for the full thought to develop, you're probably going to get offended halfway through or, you know, in the beginning, you know what I mean?
But so I think that's what happened. To the entire joke, you kind of go like, oh, I see what he meant here.
As opposed exactly.
To, yeah. I mean, Jeffries had a great line about that where he said like, listen, I do say some horrible things, but I say it in a way that's not that offensive. But if it's written down, if you say word by word what I've said, it looks terrible. It looks awful. Of course, it's going to look so bad. But the way that, but that's what my comedy is an art. It's the way that you present things. It's the way that you portray ideas. So, which I kind of understand.
Yeah, particularly the ability to sort of find humor in tragedy. That's where the funniest things are, right?
100%.
And I think that was the thing. He was sort of going to those points in his comedy. And look, that was very chilled Bill Burr. For anyone who watches Bill Burr stand up.
Oh yeah, he goes in.
It was ultra mild.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy to watch how him being on such a massive platform, such as
that's
SNL.
That's what I was going to say. The platform that he was on was super interesting in that way because it's a massive platform and a platform where you can make like some dicey jokes, but not that dicey jokes. But for Bill Burr, on his platform, on his shows, super chill, pretty relaxed. But it like, it's like, I mean, it's like you went to like Tucker and Sesame and like joked about... necklacing, you know what I mean? You'd be like, this is a weird thing. This is like, you can't do it on this platform. So that's so
wait, what? Hold on. What's necklacing?
You don't know what necklacing is?
What's necklacing? I'm drawing a blank here.
Aren't you born in South Africa? Necklacing is when people put you, they put tires around your body and then light the tires on fire and then push you down a roll down a hill.
Wait, what do they do? Oh, you're talking about in the townships.
I'm, I wasn't going to specify.
Nick, we have listeners from all over the world. People need to know what people need. You need to explain to people what necklace thing is.
People need to educate themselves. People can Google. Everyone's got a phone these days. Everyone's got phone data. Everyone's got Wi-Fi.
So can you explain why people would get necklace back in the day? Do you know?
I think for theft things and murdery things, as far as I understand, when you get a bit knifey, then people say, we don't like you being knifey. So
it would usually be murders, or if people thought you were bewitched. That was another one. That's a big one, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, we're coming back to cancel culture. And look, Bill Burr, look, they tried to cancel him. He's fine. He had a great SNL episode. He's back. And then we had someone else who was canceled most recently. Cleopatra? Or at least they tried to cancel Cleopatra?
Okay, so for me, this is like a super interesting one, because just to go back quickly to Bill Burr, I think it is unfair to have such a go at women, white women, obviously, in particular, because obviously they've had their strifes and they have been subjugated in many ways. You know what I mean? They got the vote like 5 days ago. You know what I mean? So in terms of the span of human civilization, so I think it is a little bit unfair, and I can side with the left on that opinion. But with canceling Gal Gadot for Cleopatra was the biggest. It was the left destroying their own argument. I found it infuriating, to be honest. I found it hilarious and infuriating.
Okay, so I think I think everyone's just mad at Gail for that. Imagine all the people. So we were still mad at her for that.
What did she do?
You know? Remember they did that song where they were like, you know, during COVID when people were losing their jobs and people were dying?
Yeah.
These celebrities were all singing Imagine on Instagram. Remember?
Yes, okay, I do remember.
People
that,
were hacked.
Yes.
People were hacked. So, we're ready to come
into the houses. Yeah,
telling exactly. Us. So we're ready for girls to fuck up again, number one.
Yeah.
And so by the time that this happened with Cleopatra, we're ready to be outraged.
They're ready to be angry. Done. Look, she's also like a former IDF soldier. So I've got no sympathy for Gal Gadot. But in this regard, people were saying, are we seriously in the time of the BLM movement, in the time where racial prejudice and subjugation is being brought in the spotlight, are we going to whitewash an African queen with a white actress? And someone, yes. So this is, well, the answer is no, because Cleopatra was white. Like, I studied classics for 5 years, and this is
she
the
was
only...
white when? Where?
Cleopatra was white.
She Cleopatra... was white?
Cleopatra was white. She was white.
Was she like white or white white?
She was like Greek white.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's white.
Like, she was Mediterranean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah.
She wasn't black. Okay, understood.
She wasn't
yeah, keep going.
Okay. Ooh, don't put me in that corner. Don't put me in that box there. Whoa.
No, we're just coming with facts.
Yeah, coming with the facts. So,
history already happened.
I studied classics for 5 years, and this is the only time it's been useful.
Okay, cool. Educate us, Nick.
Cleopatra was the descendant of Alexander the Great's dynasties in the several cities that he conquered, from like India to Macedonia to Egypt. So, and Cleopatra's family, her father, Ptolemy, was famously inbred. So they're all just married siblings for like 6-7 generations from when Alexander the Great conquered Egypt. So we know that she was Greek. She wasn't Egyptian. And don't get me wrong, she was an incredibly progressive queen. she was the first one in her line to learn other languages besides Greek. So everyone before her, including her brother, only spoke Greek. She decided she's going to learn all the languages of the area. So she spoke Egyptian. She spoke the Nubian languages. She spoke other African languages. She spoke Latin. She spoke a variety of languages. So don't get it twisted. She was an amazing person and definitely needs a biopic. But we know that she wasn't what do you call like a local Egyptian.
Right. So now, I guess the question is, what's happening in society? Why don't we know these things? Why are we just outraged? Because if anyone had taken an extra 5 seconds to watch a YouTube video, they probably could have figured this out. But again, there were articles having her. Articles by people who call themselves journalists. People who get paid money to write words and put them together into sentences. 100%.
Dude, articles, videos on YouTube, memes, everything you could find was talking about this. And I was like, it doesn't really make any sense. And also, Gal Gadot is from Israel. So does that kind of make her a Middle Eastern person? I'm very confused. I'm not entirely sure how this works.
Yeah, I'm confused as well. That's why I wanted to bring it to you as someone who's educated in the space.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was quite an annoying thing for me. I felt like that was because I think when we try and cancel, when the left tries to cancel people and it's justified 100%, we need to cancel those people. But when you try to do it and like stretch into places that we don't need to be stretching into, it doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah. And I think it ties into, we won't stay in politics too long, but I think it ties into we've all well established how far the right can get and the horrors it can portray in a real way, like through history. And I think we also need to sort of start to sort of understand or look at how far the left could potentially take things. Like, you know, like there's a, can I even say far left? I don't know if I can even say that. It feels weird to say.
Yeah.
But it feels weird to say it. Look, but I think that's, we're getting into, you know, murky territory when we're canceling people without the right information.
Without knowing. Look, I mean, I think it's difficult to compare the far right and the far left.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm just saying we recognize
the far
scales.
Right, the far right want genocide, the far left want people to have like free water and healthcare.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm just establishing there's a scale. Yes.
No, no, 100%.
Political view, that's what I'm saying.
No, no, sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, not that we can compare either extreme. No, no, yes, 100% we couldn't.
Sure. I think as a left, which I'm definitely part of, we are enemies of our own progress when we try and do things like cancel the situation because of misinformation. I just think
and there's still genuine times to cancel people. But I think in the two examples that we've laid out, like, guys, just slow down. Just read a book. Roll. Just calm down, please.
Yeah, I agree.
We interrupt your regular listening to remind you guys you need to subscribe to our socials, guys. So please follow the pedestal wherever we are.
Nick, where are we? Dude, we are on Instagram, the Pedestal Podcast, with like the two underscores between the and pedestal and podcast. And then we are on Facebook, The Pedestal. And we are on YouTube, The Pedestal Podcast or The Pedestal. I think one of the two. But yeah, you'll find it. You guys are smart people. So yeah, check us out. I want to ask you something else. What happened to your finger?
Oh, dude. So
I've got so many jokes that I wish I could say. So many dumb, childish school.
Schoolboy jokes. So I dislocated my finger in basketball.
Okay. Doing what?
Right.
Is it a cool story?
I was going for the ball. I was defending. They're trying to do an inbound and they're trying to, you know, they go for the cheap one. Like just underneath the basket.
Oh,
so he's on
the
baseline and then he's just trying to go for cheapies.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's cheap. That's when I run in there. I'm like, they're going for the cheap ones.
And then you take a seat.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm there like in his face trying to wave it. And he tried to blitz it past me.
Oh yeah.
As hard as he could, but I had my hand out and the ball hit my hand and just went. Oof. So obviously this has happened to me many times before, basketball, rugby in high school. And I know that I have two options. Either I pop this in right now, I leave it and it swells up and then it's the most painful thing when the doctor has to do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to the hospital. It's 8 o'clock at night. Pulled
oh,
it back myself.
Oh no, dude. That is
exactly.
That is super manly. Pretty heroic, dude. Pretty Ron Swanson-esque.
Yeah, but I knew my options. Like, I've been here before. So it's like, you've been here before, do it. Yeah. So I pulled it back, did a little of this just to make sure nothing fell out. Cool, iced it, strapped it up, went to the doctor. Now, yeah. Normally, being in Australia, I wasn't a permanent resident previously, right? So dealing with healthcare professionals was costly.
Sure.
It's not something I'd like to do, not something I try to avoid at all costs.
Yes.
And I'm a black man. We don't go to the doctor. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
Stay away. Cool. But now I've got Medicare.
Yeah.
Which is Australian public health.
Yes.
So I'm like, you know how much money you guys took from me? I'm taking this all the way up. Sure. I'm seeing the doctor. Doctor came. She's like, oh yeah, well,
take this to the surgeon.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, we're taking x-rays. I'm like, when I had x-rays, I forgot what it was for. It cost me like $300-$400.
Yo.
Medicare? Free. Okay, let's do
free.
It. Free. Let's go get some x-rays. Got some x-rays. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, you can see a hand specialist if you want. I was like, they have those?
For free.
For free?
No way.
I was like, book it.
Yeah.
But it that was shit. At the hospital, which was one of the saddest experiences
to
date. And look, we have friends personally that work at a hospital day in, day out.
Which is, yeah.
And I need to call them more. I need to call my boys more.
Because hospitals are the worst. Just the decor in itself is depressing. Then you realize it's a building where people die all the time. People are just dying left, right, and center. Like, wherever you...
Dude. Yeah. And I was just there before my hand, and I was just saying that people had their fingers broken. There was an old lady who was falling asleep, asking for someone to take her to go piss. Everyone was trying to pretend they can't hear her. Like, it was just real.
Yeah.
It was just so real. I didn't know what to do.
Do you know what? Can I tell you?
Just
can
like,
I tell you?
I need a wing. I need to. I'm sorry. Ma'am, do you just want to? Nurses just running past. Yeah, dude, it was just, fuck.
Can I tell you the best part of hospital, though? Like, all parts of hospitals are terrible. Like, cardiology is sad because of this and whatever. The best part of the hospital is the SCI clinic. It's the best part of it.
What is that? I don't even know what that is, and I'm glad I don't know.
The SCI clinic. So it's where you go get tested for SCIs. So when I was in the UK, and it's free. So I was like, let me just go get tested. Like, why not? I want to know my status. So I went to the SCI. Might as well know. So I went into the SCI clinic, and I don't know. I don't know what's going on down there. It could be anything. Why am I joking about?
I don't know why you're joking about potentially having an STI.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
Just putting yourself on blast. Anyway.
I know. Why? That's such a dumb thing.
Anyway, what were the results? Were the results clean?
Oh, no, they're clean. But that's not the point, though. When I went in there, there are only hot people in the STI clinic.
Only, what do you mean?
They're only hot people in Australia. Like these are
like
the people
you can
that
pick
are,
up there, or
like these are the people that are fucking. You know what I mean? Like you.
Oh yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like the sun is shining.
Oh, we fucking.
They were playing like cool house music, like in the waiting lounge. And it was just like good looking guys and like hot chicks, like just eyeing each other out from the side of the thing. Like it's like, yo, when I'm negative, I'm gonna hit you up. It was.
Oh shit.
It's the one part of it. I was sitting there like, this is a jump. I should come here more often. Like, it was kind of cool. It's kind of good. But the reason I asked you about your injuries, because I also have an injury, a sports related injury.
Oh yes, of course. Oh wait, can I finish my story quick?
Let me wrap it up. No, sure.
So they knitted me something. Sorry, sewed.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen this before. Yeah, they sewed me. Usually I strap it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's knitted. It's a sleeve.
Oh yeah, dude, that is fancy as. That's fancy as fuck.
Yeah. So if you guys are listening, it's actually a sleeve. Like I slide in.
Stop it.
I'm wearing a sleeve.
Stop it.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I saw a hand professional explain that I fractured a few ligaments that keep my finger up, and it took 3 hours, which is long for Australia. I don't want to compare it to South African public health at all because people will be mad at me.
Sure.
But yeah, that was my finger.
That's amazing, dude. That's incredible.
I was like, yeah, I'll work today. Not.
No, I'm not going to graft today. I'm going to the hospital.
getting like saw my sick leave balance and I was like, oh yeah, I'm not coming in today, sorry.
Oh, that's not gonna happen, sorry.
I earned this, my bad.
I know, 100%. Did you?
See you Thursday.
You broke an appendage. I mean, surely that's an excuse to leave work for like a day. I mean,
yeah, 100%.
I think that makes sense.
So wait, what happened with your injury?
Oh,
are you injured?
So I joined rugby again. I started playing rugby again, which I hadn't done in a long time, which is actually really, really cool. It's really great. And what I realized about rugby, now that I haven't played in like six years.
Wait, are you playing in Greece?
Yeah, I'm playing in Greece.
Wait, so did you chop up or was it a struggle?
So what I realized about rugby after yes. having played for like 6-7 years is that I am so good at it. I'm so good at rugby. It's crazy. Like if I didn't stop playing, I'm pretty sure I'd have a World Cup medal or at least like a sevens World Cup medal, something along those lines. I'm like so good at rugby. Eh?
At least just like a Japanese contract.
Yeah, 100%. Like that would be standard. Like when I became 32, maybe I'd be playing in Japan. But I'm like so good at rugby. So like I went.
Just a little joke there for you. For the rugby nerds.
Yeah. So I went to training, my first training. And then I like, you know, I'm a yappy guy. So I'm making a lot of noise. I'm like, yeah, flat line, keep the line flat. You come in, come flat. I'm like organizing the big boys to come in, like. Because you're playing like a game of like.
Oh, so you just rocked up and you're running things.
Oh yeah, 100%. I don't play, dude. I don't play. I might play fly half. I've never played fly half before. I'm so excited. But basically,
which one, the wing?
A dog. I know. I'm so good at rugby. I told you. So you're playing, and then we're playing a team of touch rugby where only myself and the scrum half of the team can touch the ball, and then we play against each other, right? And then I take the ball off the back of the ruck and I call a bull ball, which is where like a big forward hits crash off my shoulder and then takes crash and then I send it wide. So I took the ball off and then I called bull, but he overran his mark and I passed behind this guy and I was like, oof, now I've got to make up for this, right? So I send the ball behind him and the ball bounces up. I can see the opposition are pressing and they're going to turn the ball over. So I was like, let me fix this. And I jumped in the air and I dived for it and I grabbed the ball like midair.
Oh, commitment.
Dude, just showing the
committed
coach.
Committed to the ball.
Like, I'm here to play, dude. Like I'm here to fuck around. And as I was in the air, I realized we're not playing on grass. We're playing on turf. Oh. And like, and as I was falling, and I ran at pace with that ball as well. As I was falling, I realized I'm about to tear my body to pieces. And then I landed, and I was just took all the skin off my elbow. And
so what, like a Parktown rugby field?
Yeah.
Those Parktown pitches. Yes,
exactly. Like a Pretoria Boys High. Fourth team field.
In the back there. In the back. Even your mom can't find you.
Exactly. Yeah, like you can't drive there. You have to park like two fields and then walk.
And then walk through all the other fields and find it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like, and then I landed and then I was just bleeding everywhere.
Just skid everything, yes.
Yeah, I was just bleeding over everyone. And then I was like, but I really wanted to carry on playing. So like I went on and I just took my sock off. It was probably the most manly thing I've ever done in my whole life. I took my sock off and just wrapped it around my elbow and like as a bandage and I kind of like just tried it like a squat and then just carried on playing. Everyone was like, whoa, this is happening, guys. I'm fucking play. But it was cool.
What was it like though, just coming back to the game? Like I know you're someone who has a deep passion for it, but just playing it again. What was that whole experience like?
You know what? Because I've been studying the game for so long, but not actually playing it. I saw the game from a different way. So like before, I think I'd be like, hey, cool, I want to score a try or I want to make this assist. Whereas now I look at the play two or three phases beforehand, which is quite cool. So it was quite interesting to do that. So like instead of, it's like making sure, okay, cool, this guy takes contact. If he takes contact, then that kind of speedy winger will be out wide and the center can wrap around. She can give it, he can give it wide and then do it 2-on-1. Overlap and then score. It was quite an interesting way. I mean, look, it was first training and I'm sure it'll be interesting going forward. But it was, it was really fun, man. Rugby is just a really fun sport. You're sprinting, you're passing, you get like a little pass under the arm here, like a little sunny ball. You get that off, you feel like, yeah, feels good. It's good. It's a good time, you know. It's actually
it's a young Sonny Bill.
It's young Sonny Bill. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was cool, man.
No, dude, that's good. I actually went and watched the grand final the other day.
Oh yeah.
Just because I missed the game as well. But then I'm just like, can I be injured though? But I guess I never lived in that world before. It's only as you get older, society starts beating you to a pulp.
Yeah.
Like I never ever thought about getting injured before in my whole life. Never ever.
Never ever did I think about that. Playing rugby.
But now I'm like, but now I trade my time so someone can give me money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, can I get injured and not be able to trade my time for money? Probably not.
Yeah.
And but then, but I was there and there were like guys double my age playing rugby, like in a grand final.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was like old, like, you know, like fourth, fifth grade, whatever. But they're still playing. And then I was like, which one is it, right? Is it the fear of being injured or is it the fear, is it living with the fact that, hey, I never played because I fear getting injured? Or is it at least I lived and I played? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do I live I played safe, I never played? Or do I live being like, fuck being injured, at least I live knowing I played?
I suppose, like, I mean, you never want to be like permanently injured in some kind of capacity. but I mean, it is just like a lot of fun. And I guess you have to take that. Look, it's way safer to play football or basketball as a hobby. But unfortunately, well, you play basketball, but kind of for us, we grew up playing rugby and it's a sport that we loved, a sport that we grew up loving. So for me, it's like, this is the sport that I play. This is what I'm can play because I'm useless at every other sport. And at least this, I'm like kind of half decent.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah.
And I think that I've always said being a good rugby player is also, it's just as important to understand how to be safe within the game. That's why I'm always scared to play too low a level of rugby because people don't know how to play the game safely. And then that puts me at risk. Like understanding good body position to tackle, understanding how to roll away.
I think that's a huge thing. And I watched as a guy who had never played before and he came to training and I could just see the stuff he was doing. I was like, I do not want this guy.
Yeah,
I do not want to play against this guy. Yeah, no, 100%. Because I know he's going to go in and try and like, I don't know, like Batista me or whatever. Yeah, clothesline me. And he's going to be like, hey, I did good. And everyone's going to be like, oh, you just decapitated Nick. What's wrong with you?
That's not like, rugby.
It's not fucking, what are you doing? So yeah, it's like, I don't want to be anywhere near that guy. But then when you get, I don't know, further along and people understand, that's when things get good, I guess. People, they tackle low. Exactly. They don't try to go for your neck. Which makes things a little bit easier.
No, so watch your space. I might come back 2021. I've been saying that for 7 years now, but yeah. Maybe next year could be the year I come back.
I think, but I mean, you should be playing.
Just to my 30s. By now.
You should be playing for the Western Force by now.
Just come through.
Yeah, I mean, you should be at least be playing for the Western Force. I'm surprised they just didn't call you up one day. Like, hey, dude, we need you. We need you.
Just come play.
Just come. Put on a jersey. Come play. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I think we should wrap it up there.
We should. We went on quite the tangent. But it was fun.
It was a good time. Yeah, so did I. It was very, very good. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Oh, I like that. Write that down quickly. always a pleasure, never a chore.
Always a pleasure, never a chore. Where's that from? Always a pleasure, never a chore.
No idea.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, we do need to remember we will be putting up a questionnaire at some point later in the week. If you guys could please answer that, it would really help us out. Just to know, seeing what you guys like, what you don't like, just sort of having a bit of listener interaction because we really do value you guys that come in, week out. So we do really appreciate that.
You fly by nighters. Do thank you. Fuck off. But you guys that listen, the dedicated listeners, we love you.
Yeah.
We dig you
last time listeners, goodbye. It was nice knowing you. But for our solid core, yeah, we really do appreciate you guys listening. We obviously have an amazing time making this stuff for you. So, just want to thank you guys.
Cheers. Bye-bye.